Hello, my imaginary friends. It is Tuesday, the 18th of May, 2010. I'm Simon. This is my audio boo. Interesting audio boo from Andy yesterday, called Shorty, where he posed a bit of a moral dilemma. So I've just had a listen to that, and I thought I'd record some reactions. So he painted a picture of a sweatshop in some Far Eastern country where child labour is being used, and low wages are being paid to the adults and children that work there. Low by Western standards, but normal by the local standards. The moral dilemma was, okay, if you as a Westerner were to say, oh, actually no, you need to pay these people the minimum wage that we have in the UK, and you need to have the same laws as to employing of people of younger age as we do in the West, and therefore that becomes unviable, and then the factory falls to ruin, and people lose their jobs, etc., and then move to prostitution. Good little moral dilemma. My personal take on it is, if those are the prevailing conditions in that country, so those sorts of the salaries in this factory are fairly normal and fairly standard for that environment, and the employees are treated with the in a way that is legal in their environment, and kids are not employed below the age which is prohibited in that country, then maybe we shouldn't be meddling in their affairs. I think it's a good idea to just maybe insist on a slightly higher level of treatment for the workers. So don't diverge too much from the average standard sort of conditions in that country, but make them just slightly better. So slightly better pay, slightly better working hours, slightly less use of very young children for labour. So a step in the right direction, I think, is probably better. So it helps to nudge that culture up into a step in the right direction, without making the whole proposition of using that factory for providing your goods uneconomical, because presumably that's the whole point, is that if you do get your stuff manufactured in the Far East, you've then got to pay for it to be shipped. So if it costs the same amount to do it in to manufacture it in the Far East as it would cost to manufacture it in Europe or in North America or somewhere like that, then it becomes uneconomical to do it there because of the additional shipping costs. That's my thoughts, but an interesting moral dilemma. I'd be obviously intrigued to know what the real dilemma was that Andy faced, and I think there are other dilemmas that I probably want to bring to the table. So, I don't know if I'm still recording, so I shall call it a day here. I've just been to the dentist, actually, so that's good. And I'll pop a little photo of me at the dentist on the front of this audio boo. Yes, I've had £250 extracted, so that was quite painful. There we go. Now I had some root canal work done and big filling and stuff like that, so just the usual sorts of things for a Tuesday morning. What was the other thing I wanted to talk about? Don't know. I've just got a charger for my iPhone, one that plugs into the cigarette lighter of the car. It's an in-case one, and it's compatible with the iPad, so if I ever were to get an iPad, then it's good to know that this would do the job for that as well. Okay, take care of yourselves. Thanks again for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.